On September 17, 2011, the Occupy Wall Street movement was born in Zuccotti Park, located in Lower Manhattan's financial district, only blocks away from Wall Street. This past Saturday, the fifth-year anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street movements was celebrated by ardent activists who congregated to pay homage and continue the work that the movement spawned. Alejandrina Murphy of the OccuEvolve group was adamant that without the 2011 Occupy movement, places such as Ferguson and Baltimore would have never captured the national dialogue because people were emboldened to take to the streets to voice their frustrations.
Occupy is still alive, and the conversation is still on, it's still moving, we're still talking about what's happening after Occupy.
How this happened 5 years ago, I couldn't even tell you when you would say maybe it was peaking. And people were wondering, well, where did it all come from? I wondered the same thing, but you don't ask questions, you know, you just kind of go with it.
Vincent Avagliano from the Discovery for Justice, a criminal justice and judicial reform organization, takes issue with those who claim that the Occupy movement fizzled out and died off.
And when people, you know, I guess like you say, people of conscience come together and we're all in it for the same spirit of trying to make things a little bit fairer, whether it's economically speaking or, you know, whether you're talking about your rights in the criminal justice system. You know, we're here today. We were invited by OWS. We were here then. A lot of people are back. A lot of people continue to support in their different kind of ways. Dialogue in this country has completely shifted. In terms of when you listen to like where we're at as far as our elections and politics, it's basically the 99% and the 1% dialogue is, if it isn't 100% commanded the debate, it certainly set the tone of a lot of it.
Avagliano observed how all the past and remaining 2016 presidential candidates borrowed messages and rallying cries from the Occupy movement in order to appeal to large segments of the American population.
Even to this day, with whoever's running right now, right or left, they are all mobilizing around the same issue that people are frustrated with the way things work and that it's unfair for some, for a lot of people and skewed, you know, for some. And that motivates people on whatever side of the fence you're on. That's something that a lot of people gather around. And there's no question that that emerged from what happened here 5 years ago.
Samumba Subukwe of the OccuEvolve group of Occupy Wall Street reflected on what Occupy turned into after its 2011 conception and two-month occupation of Zuccotti Park.
Even in New York City, we had about 12 or 13 Occupies in this city alone, from Staten Island to the Bronx. And oftentimes, Occupy and OccuEvolve were the first, some of the first organizers and some of the first actions against, let's say, fighting for $15 an hour. Fighting for $15 an hour came out of Occupy, fighting against the Spectre Pike line. A lot of that came out of Occupy. Even the Bernie Sanders campaign was influenced by Occupy, not to mention Mayor de Blasio, not to mention Viverito and a lot of people in the city council. So all of these issues come out of Occupy now. And we don't have the numbers that we have, but a lot of those people have gone on to different movements and they learned, they were trained, they got their training in Occupy. And learned about civil disobedience and how to fight who the real enemy is.
Subukwe feels that as successful as Occupy was at taking hold throughout the U.S., Occupy's global footprints became even greater than the mark it left on America in places such as Madrid, Barcelona, London, and Athens.
Oh, it's probably stronger globally because a lot of Occupy came, you know, didn't even start here. Arab Spring is one that it came out of Europe, across Europe, Barcelona, and other places. Those people are fighting struggles against austerity. They call it against austerity and against cutbacks for programs and resources for the people. So it's even larger on a bigger scale.
Subukwe says that his group, OccuEvolve, will continue their struggle to ensure that gentrification in New York City does not compromise access to affordable housing.
So going forward, we want to connect. How do we connect the housing issue with Black Lives Matter, with even the environment, with also with the wages issue? All of these issues are tied together.
Jerry Ashton of RIP Medical Debt spoke about groups such as the Rolling Jubilee that grew out of the Occupy movement and became the precursor for the group he co-founded, RIP Medical Debt.
Created RIP Medical Debt for the sole purpose as a 501c3 to go out and raise enough money to buy and abolish $1 dollars worth of unpaid and unpayable medical debt.
Ashton believes that the fifth-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street not being as widely attended as the inception is not of any concern and correlates to the aftermath of other movements in our history, such as the political climate in 1776.
Not everybody is still wandering around Philadelphia complaining about the British. Obviously, what happened in 1776 was the seed for what eventually became the United States of America. Here in Zuccotti Park, this is basically the seed of what is changing protests and activist groups, not only throughout the United States, but throughout the world. Obviously, we're not the only people who complain and protest against their governments or big business. That's all over the world. What made Occupy unique was that in this one space of time, people got together and changed the dialogue, changed the conversation at that time. The banks and the government were saying, we've got to be frugal, we've got to shut down things, we've got to save our way to prosperity, we've got to cut this and cut that. And Occupy came out and said, baloney, in other words, probably less polite, that's nonsense. You bankers destroyed this country, you destroyed our economy, you got bailed out, we got sold out. And that's where things like the 1% and the 99% came into currency. So what you're talking about is people that brought to the table a questioning of authority and a questioning of the financial system that had never been done quite in that way before.
Ashton argues that Occupy was able to successfully shine a light on how the financial system in the United States plays a huge role in issues of legal, judicial, financial, political, and environmental importance.
They thought they buried us. They didn't realize we were seeds. So we have come about, we blossomed in climate moves, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Everybody that you see anti-TPP was someone influenced at one time, if not a participant, in Occupy Wall Street. You take a look at any major movement that's going on right now, whether it be Fight for 15, whether it be Black Lives Matter, you'll see people in there that I would know are occupiers. That's the kind of effect that we had.
The Occupy movement of 2011 may well be seen in today's presidential politics and political discourse. However, its most lasting impact are all the individual activists that it inspired to address causes for a better future. Zach Murphy, WBAI News, New York.